amen. Praise the Lord for that special. I think that song will preach, amen. And might change my outline here this morning. And what a blessing that was. Praise the Lord for that. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. On Mother's Day, it's somewhat of a dilemma here. Do you preach to mothers? Or do you preach to children and husbands concerning mothers? I'm going to do both today, all right? And I believe this passage of scripture found in the book of Proverbs chapter 19 is something for all of us. It's something that all of us need to grasp. And so Proverbs chapter 19, if you would stand with me, we're going to read just two verses here. You know, the verses in Proverbs, many of those stand alone. I believe these two go hand in hand. They're together, but most of the Proverbs are antithetical statements, meaning it has one meaning behind in every verse, and it's kind of addressed it from both angles, both directions, to bring out one truth. So looking here at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20, the Bible says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." Let's pray. Father, we bow before you. Love you, Lord God. Thank you for the privilege of being in church on this Mother's Day. Thank you for each one that's here. God, you know what's taking place in each one of our lives. You know what kind of spiritual help we have need of. And God, as we just open up your Bible and we have assembled here in your name, we want to preach exactly what you have for us to receive. So I pray, God, that you would use me once again this morning to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. The counsel of the Lord. I trust that's something, that's one of the reasons you're here today. You might be here to honor your mother, praise the Lord for that. But when you come to church, assemble ourselves together, is to acknowledge that there is a Creator God. And God has left with us His Word. He's written it down, preserved it for us. The Bible is God's written down, preserved Word. He's instructed His church to preach His Word. And I trust when you come to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, that you come with a desire to receive the counsel of the Lord, the words of God. We need it, whether we come for it or not. That's exactly what we need. No matter what we're dealing with in life, the counsel that we need in order to deal with that in a right way is a counsel that comes from the very words of God. Verse 20, it says, "Hear counsel." I mean, praise God for that. God says, as a people that I've created, knowing what you're made of, knowing how you were designed, knowing what's taken place in your mind, hear counsel. I've designed you to need counsel and receive instruction. I've designed you not only to hear counsel, but to receive instruction along with the counsel. And this is the reason we ought to have this, the reason we need this, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. As we go through life and we get through something, we're always going through something. Everybody. I mean, as a pastor, I deal with a lot of it because I'm the pastor and I counsel and I help people with problems and they're looking to God's Word. They might not be able to find it themselves. I counsel Bible. I counsel what the Word of God says. And I counsel what the Word of God says because that's what people need. But as we're going through things, everybody will go through, once you get through one thing, you're going to go through another. It's life. Some things are more difficult than others, but we're always going through something. After we get through something, we ought to want, have this desire to look back and know that we handled it wisely. Hindsight. How often we look back and we say, if I'd only done this, or if I only done that, if I handled it this way, if I hadn't have said this, or if I had said that. And we look back after we've gone through something and we a lot of times have regrets. But the Bible says that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Once we get through it, because we listened to biblical counseling and we followed biblical instruction, and now we look back after applying it to whatever it is we're going through, I can look back and praise God that I can see the wisdom of how I handled it and how it turned out. Now, how it turns out is not the most important thing, it really not, but it will turn out right if you handle it the right way. Wise in the latter end. Whatever you're going through, you need counsel and you need godly instruction. And you need to apply it now. At some point when you get through it, you're going to be so thankful that you did. I guarantee you, when you come to the end of your life, 1 second after you die, you're either going to look back and thank God that you look to him, or are you going to regret going through life without the counsel of God? And then he gives us verse 21. That's just setting us up for verse 21. There are many devices in a man's heart. That's the first statement. Nevertheless, now, in the book of Proverbs, once you understand how to study it and how to get the truth out of it, this antithetical statement, we know that he's going to come in a different direction, but to hit the same truth. There are many devices in a man's heart. Now, he's talking about counsel here. Okay? And so there's many different things inside of you that's going to lead you to do what you want to do, or going to lead you to make whatever decisions you make, to handle it a certain way as you go through it. There's a lot of devices there. Nevertheless, now the other side of it, the counsel of the Lord, that instead of the devices in your heart, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And at the latter end, it's what you're going to look back to and going to be so thankful that you listen to the counsel of the Lord. That's what God has given to us right here, these two verses concerning this idea of our need for counsel and our need for instruction. We have devices in our hearts, and we have the counsel of God available. God's made sure that his word is going to be available. Heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall never pass away. His word is going to be available, has always been available, but we don't always choose it. Sad to say, most choose devices of their heart in handling whatever it is that you're going through. So, devices in our hearts. Webster's 1828 dictionary. For this translation of the Greek into the English here, the Hebrew here in Old Testament, the Hebrew into English, that word means this: that which is formed by design. Devices in our hearts. Something that has been formed by design. And I guarantee you, because it's opposite of the counsel of God, the word of the Lord, it's in opposition to God. And we have a battle with the devil. He's our adversary. And he's looking to destroy us. He's as that roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And if he can get you to turn away from the counsel of God, and he can get you to form a different way of handling things through this device, and we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, the New Testament tells us that. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. God's revealed it to us. He's warned us about this. But if he has formed this device in your heart, and you don't look to God's word and you turn to this device, it's going to be opposite the way that God would have you to handle it, and you're not going to look back with fond memories. You're not going to look back and say, well, I'm glad I did it that way. That which is formed by design or invented. Sometimes we just invent it ourselves. We just don't care who says what, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. That's humanism. That's the nature of man. So basically we have humanism, which includes religion. Religion, well, there's a lot of religion today, amen? But religion does not necessarily mean that you have the counsel of God with religion. You have religious counsel. If it's not after the Bible, it's not after God, even though it might be religion. There's a lot of false religions in the world today. If you don't understand that, there's a lot of false teachings today underneath the disguise of religion. But we have the Word of God available to us. If you want to know whether it's religion or the Word of God, just look to the Word of God. So basically, it is humanism that includes religion or God's Word that we look to make and determine how we're going to deal with life. Can I tell you, today more than ever before, we need the counsel of the Lord. You say, why more today? Because of what we've evolved into. Especially when it comes to marriage and family. See, what you hear from a church of Jesus Christ is preaching the Bible is really not politically correct today in our society. And I believe at some point, as we get closer to the end time, we're in the end time, but we get closer, they're going to start passing laws that's going to prohibit the teaching of the Bible when it comes to that which offends somebody. We're going to preach it. Amen. Amen. It's what people need, whether they know it or not, whether society agrees with it or not. It's the counsel of the Lord, that which will stand. That which will, when you look back on your life and you look back on how you dealt with it, you're not going to look back with regret. You're going to look back and say, I did what God told me to do. Amen. And God will control the outcome. Right. See, God created all things, which in and of itself is not politically correct in most societies around the world today. But it's what the Bible teaches. An intelligent design, evidence all around us. But as God created, he knew that society would evolve with technology. Mankind has not evolved, we were created. But our thinking will evolve or will be led to change with the evolvement of society. There's no doubt as we look back on the history of humanity from even the Bible, the Old Testament to the New Testament, societies have evolved. And the key to the society evolving or changing is linked to technology. Technology changes society because it changes lives. Have you ever wondered how we ever got along without a cell phone? Can I tell you that one little piece of technology has changed society? It changes how the children have to answer to their parents. Before, they had no way of communicating with them. Now, amen. I mean, I want you to take your cell phone with you. I want you to put it on camera out there. I want to see everything that you do at every place you go. I'm not taking your word for it. I want you to... I'm going to put a tracking device on your phone. I'm going to know where you're at all the time. So don't think that you're going to give over on this one. It's changed parenting. Yeah. Internet. Babysits more kids. Yeah. Than parents do. What I'm saying here is God created, but God knows, he knew, as you read the Bible, you read it and you realize that in the Old Testament, they knew what was going to happen 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. When God's only begotten Son came, it was prophesied in the Old Testament. God prophesied, God told his prophets what to write down and what to prophesy because he knew what was going to take place in the New Testament Christianity. He knew that how everything was going to evolve from the Old Testament, and it was going to evolve, first of all, into the time that Jesus would come. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. And when it would evolve in time where Jesus would come, there was a reason that God sent him and allowed him to come when he came. Because societies and the world had evolved because of the technology, even up to that point, had changed drastically. He tells us in the tribulation period that the whole world will be able to see what's taking place anywhere at the same time. That's technology. How could the John on the Isle of Patmos write the book of Revelation and put in the book of Revelation an event that the whole world would be able to view at the same time if it were not for knowing that the technology would come to society where the whole world can view any place at the same time, can see what's taking place at any moment? He would not have been able to prophesy that without knowing how that technology would evolve. Yeah. And so, technology is the key to society evolving. In the book of Psalms in chapter 33 and verse 11 says this, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. In God's wisdom, in God's understanding and knowledge of all things for all generations, his counsel doesn't change. Truth doesn't change. Biblical principles are the same. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. No matter what technology and how it has evolved society. Amen. I know you're thinking right now, to print it all together, it's kind of mind-blowing if you've never thought about this, or if you've not studied the Bible, to understand this is what the Bible says. This is the counsel of God. Hear counsel, receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. His counsel is going to make you wise. No matter what you're going through, no matter what society, no matter how society has evolved. But there are many devices And I'm telling you, there's more devices today than ever before. That which is formed by design or invented. With the evolving society comes with it more devices. I believe that, I mean, so much can be put on a computer chip today. So much information, so much. And yet before we thought, how can God keep track of all people at the same time? Now we can almost do that. Can you imagine God's computers? If we have our computers and our little technology today, can you imagine what, what's in heaven? It makes it easier to understand what the Bible teaches us concerning God and His abilities. But God, understanding technology, has given us wisdom and insight into technology because He knew how technology would evolve societies, and He knew exactly where we would be in this Laodicean age society. A Laodicean age society. That's where we're at today. But the counsel of God is the same. Concerning marriage and family. And church. God's counsel, I love this thought, is timeless. Sometimes young people think their parents are out of touch. How they do things are out of touch. Archaic even. God's counsel is timeless. Amen. It doesn't change with the evolution of society. The thing that changes with the evolution of society is the devices in a man's heart. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 6, let me just read this to you because it's God's counsel once again. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel. The immutability, that word immutability means cannot change. Cannot change. If it's immutable, it means it cannot change. His counsel cannot change. No matter what's taking place in society, no matter what you're dealing with, His counsel, it's applicable to whatever you're dealing with in the 21st century. It's what you need. Because it's coming from an Almighty God. If we have that, why would we choose the counsel of the devices in our hearts? God designed marriage. God designed the home. And I gotta move. I gotta quit here. I'm going too far. God designed marriage and the home to bring joy, contentment, and a place of refuge. Amen. That's God's design. And you look at the characters and the families in the Bible that followed God's counsel, followed God's design, and you'll find that they had just that. They had joy. They had contentment. They had a place of refuge in their homes. Do you have that? I'm just being honest. You don't have to tell me. Maybe that's something you're going through right now. Can I tell you, we have a world going through difficult times in marriages. They don't even follow the counsel of God in marriage anymore. They just live together. Don't expect God's blessings when you're going opposite God's counsel. If you don't like this one, just divorce this one, get another one. Divorce is inevitable because it takes two to make any relationship what it ought to be. One person cannot sustain a right relationship. One person can't do that. And so because of that, divorce is going to take place. But one person can be right with God no matter what the circumstances of your life. Counsel itself will not help anything. God's counsel applied changes everything. What am I to do? Are you going through something today? Has it to do with a marriage? Has it to do with children? Has it to do with family, home? It could be anything. Are you making decisions as you're going through that based on the devices of your heart? Are you making decisions based on the counsel of the Lord? What you need to do is turn to the counsel of the Lord. I tell people when I counsel them, especially when it comes to marriage relationships, stop any further damage. You got to stop. You're doing more and more damage. And at some point, you're going to get to the place where it's too far gone to salvage, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a relationship with a child. You got to stop the damage. You look at the circumstances of your life. You look at what you're going through. And Satan wants you to continue to make the wrong decisions. And it's only going to do more damage and destroy that which God wants you to have. If you turn to God, He will help you to at least stop the damage. It's not going to be overcome overnight. Things will not change overnight, but the direction can change overnight. You can stop the damage today, and you can start mending the broken down fences tomorrow, and you can have the help that God wants you, has for you. But you have to turn away from the devices of your heart and doing it the way the world says to do it, or doing it the way that you want to do it, and turn to the counsel of the Lord, because that will stand. Stop. Wherever you're at, stop any further damage. Humble yourself before God. When you humble yourself before God, confess your sins. Confess your failures. And then commit to serve God according to His counsel. Applying it. Children. The counsel of God is to children to honor their parents. God's first commandment with promise is for them to obey, and obeying is honoring their parents. God says, understand, it's my first commandment that I've given society that has a promise attached to it. If you want your children to turn out right, then you parents, you had better follow the counsel of God and make sure that they're honoring you. Make sure that they're obeying you, raising them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Stop raising them any other way. Stop allowing the children in the home to be the parents. In this 21st century today, we find that that's what's going on. The society has changed the mind of how you raise your child, how you discipline your child, and before you know it, we've got to the place where now children are the parents in the home. That's messed up. Not only will that mess up your child, that will mess up your peace and your contentment and your joy in your home. Their minds have not developed enough to be able to make the decisions that God gives to the parents to make. Raise them. They need to be raised. They need to be fed the Word of God. They need to be nurtured. They need to be taught. They need to have their minds developed so that they can make right decisions. Get away from the counsels of the world and get away from the devices in your heart and turn back to the counsel of God and apply it to your life, your home, and your family. Don't have enough time to go into the position of a man. Stop thinking with the devices of your heart of what a man's supposed to be like. Look to the counsel of God, and you'll find the counsel of God is the very same counsel that Jesus Christ modeled. Love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Every man needs to be following the example of Jesus Christ in every position that God has designed and placed you in. And every woman needs to follow the counsel of God and be all that you can be in the position that God has designed for you. Stop listening to the world. Stop listening to the devices of your heart and look to God and follow His counsel. That thou mayest be wise in the latter end. You'll choose, every one of us. God outlines it, but you'll choose the devices of your heart or the counsel of the Lord. They're different, quite different. But the counsel of the Lord, that will stand. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. That's just from God. That's a message from the Bible. That's a message from God concerning the counsel that people need as you go through circumstances and situations of life. You're always going to be going through something. Use the wisdom that God has for you for it to turn out the way God wants it to turn out. Where are you at this morning? What are you allowing to counsel you? I trust you'll turn to the counsel of the Lord. Father, we bow before you. Thank you for the truth of your word. It's timeless. No matter how society evolves, the word of God is timeless. It needs to be applied. I pray that you'd help us to look to you, to receive your counsel. And apply it to our lives. For this we ask in Jesus' name.